NPR's Chris Arnold is at a community disaster information meeting at Canal Street in Lower Manhattan. Residents have gathered to find out when they might be able to get back to their homes. There are about 300 people there. And Chris, what are you learning about when these people will be allowed to go back home?
Well, that's really the big, difficult question for everyone. I mean, you know, it's confusing. There's 300 people that have showed up today, and they've got kids with them. A lot of them don't, you know, they're staying with friends in New Jersey or up in Westchester and all over the place. And, you know, there's such a horrible human tragedy in all this, but you're really getting a sense of just the logistical nightmare that so many people are facing. And city officials don't know what to tell them yet. I mean, mainly today they're handing out a lot of different phone numbers for people in different parts of the closed-off area, and people are getting a little bit frustrated.
Well, what are some of the obstacles they're facing now?
Well, a lot of this area does not have electricity, so even when people get back in, there's dark stairwells, you know, they need flashlights. There's a lot of kind of variation about how easy it is to get down to that area. You go to one checkpoint and you're let through. You come back the next day and you're planning on getting in and they won't let you in, is what some people are saying. So, you know, they also understand, but, you know, people are frustrated, and they were firing back some questions. You know, one man said, look, I've got a home in there. I've got a business in there. I've got 5 employees. I have to make payroll. What am I supposed to do, you know?
It sounds like some frustration. What about people's spirits in general?
Well, you know, again, they're frustrated, but in the face of all that's gone on, you know, everybody keeps saying again and again the amazing kind of sense of brotherhood or community or something that's going on here. I mean, of course, everybody understands that everybody's doing all they can, or the city's doing all they can. It's frustrating. At the same time, people are, you know, they're getting along. They're doing the best they can in the face of all this.
Okay, NPR's Chris Arnold. Thank you, Chris.